Thank you for joining me today, coast to coast, here in the United States on the radio, and all around the world on this podcast. As always, I'm glad to have you here. Jesus is our teacher, and right now he's teaching us to live quiet lives, trusting God to develop intimacy with us in our daily routines. I have four sub-lessons under this banner of truth. These put some flesh on the bones of this lesson, and they are that first, Jesus honored his parents, and second, Jesus lived with his parents. And then as we further developed the outline, we came upon five lessons the Lord has for parents. We've talked about all five. I will remind you now of what they were, and then I want to make some concluding remarks to you parents before I say a word to adult children still living with your parents. By his presence and his wisdom, while living for 30 years with his dad Joseph and mom Mary, Jesus drew Joseph and Mary into exacting obedience to God. Jesus encourages parents to have their children ask good questions and then listen for the answers. Jesus leads Joseph and Mary to understand that they were never to keep their children from the house of God. Jesus teaches that all people's true parent is God. And finally, Jesus instructs parents to love their children with God's love. And if you missed any of the details last week and yesterday, get the God Is podcast and get caught up. Now, just before we leave parenting, I want to say why it is so important that you parent well God's way. And I can say this concisely. How you parent gives your children their earliest and deepest impression of who God is. I'll say that again. How you parent gives your children their earliest and deepest impression of who God is. And regularly, that mark you leave on them, that is, what they understand about God from you, cannot be erased. This has been true in my own life, and I am certain this is true for you, even though I do not yet know you personally. Let me put it in the form of a question. Is it not true that your earliest impressions of God, ideas that have stuck with you throughout your life, came from your father and from your mother? Let me bear down and be even more specific. Fathers. Fathers, pay careful attention to this. Since God is our Father, what sons and daughters think of God as their heavenly Father comes as a direct result of how you have treated them as their earthly Father. There is a direct correlation. In pastoral counseling, I have found this to be at the core, the center of men and women's problems with God. Let me give you a few examples. If one's father was absent, not around, he left the family. However he did that, maybe he took off when your mom was pregnant with you, then God is perceived as being one who abandons also. When talking with adults wrestling with the heartache of abandonment, I have found repeatedly that this person also thinks, feels, projects onto God that he, the Lord, has left them or will leave them. And we can quote Hebrews 13, verse 5, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you, which is itself a quote from multiple verses in the Old Testament. We can quote that a million times over until we're purple. And still, a Christian person whose earthly father was never around will always struggle deeply to believe Hebrews 13, 5. They will fight against what God says of himself. They will have a hard time believing God's promise. They will think that God might also abandon them. By the way, abandonment does not only cover those fathers who literally were not around. You, Dad, could have been sitting in the same home with your children for 18-plus years, watching TV on that couch, being a workaholic, enthralled in your hobbies, doing whatever it was you were doing, completely lacking in emotional involvement in your kids' lives, and they will now, for the rest of their lives, struggle to see how God could love them, and never, ever, under no circumstances, abandon them. If you were or are emotionally distant from your sons and daughters, that is as damaging as the guy who left physically. If you do not believe me, ask your kids. Second, this is my second example. If your father was abusive to you in some way, A common way was for him to have an out-of-control temper. Your earthly father was angry all the time, especially in the privacy of the home where no outsiders can see in. In public, he could likely control that rage, but not at home. Were you verbally abused, physically abused, sexually abused? By a mother? Yes, that's horrific. But stick with me. Your father? If so, I guarantee you, transfer that unto the living God. And for the rest of your life, your relationship to your Father in heaven is a challenge. And you're going to wrestle with him, struggle within yourself, and parent in similar fashion your own children, the next generation. The way you were parented is now how you parent. And all of this despite very much being a Christian, a disciple of Christ. How you parent gives your children their earliest and deepest impression of who God is. And so you better believe that in a ministry called God Is, where I teach who God really truly is based only on the Bible, I will deal with parenting because there is this direct, heavy line between people's impressions of God and how their human fathers and mothers treated them, and or how you are currently dealing with your sons and daughters at present. That is, how will you parent this day? How will you parent tonight? Now, I have a choice to make. I can go deeper into this. For example, two great Bible passages on this are Exodus 20, verse 12, and Ephesians 6, verses 2 and 3. God gave this as one of the Ten Commandments, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. And then the Apostle Paul picked up on that in his letter to the Ephesians. And I could deal with this matter of honor and parents when our parents have not loved us and stewarded us God's way. Or I can put down the matter of parenting for now and see what you think. Would this be of interest to you? Would you like more teaching and discussion on how to respond to parents that have not parented you the way God commands? And or would you like me to address those of you hurting in your own relationship to God because you cannot separate, you cannot delineate, you are having trouble telling the difference between who God is and who dad or mom or both are? Furthermore, you are parenting as we speak and you're struggling to be godlike towards your children and you need help. There is something you have to understand about me. I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I'm a pastor, a Bible teacher, and a friend. I'll pray for you, and I can guide you in the scriptures. So write to me and tell me how I can pray for you. It will be an honor to go right to prayer for you. But I'll add this. I'm going to let you decide whether or not to offer more teaching on this in the days ahead. If I get feedback that suggests, yes, we want to hear more, know more, wrestle with this deeply, and be given some resources that can help us, then I'll do that on future broadcasts and podcasts. But if I do not hear from you, then I will take that as your answer. You're either satisfied with what has been said, or you're not concerned about this, and just want me to move on. So please, let me hear from you today, okay? Really, I invite you to decide. Give me some guidance here, my dear listeners. Let me know what you think. The email is mark@markaswallow.com. I'll spell it mark@markaswallow.com. And the mailing address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Winchester is spelled W-I-N-C-H-E-S-T-E-R. And the zip code, which is the key, 01890. And both of these addresses will be repeated soon, so stay tuned. I look forward to hearing from you. Do not feel like you have to write a lengthy message. Just be sure and communicate your desires. Thank you, and let me pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I pray for men and women within the sound of my voice today who are really struggling to know, in an intimate way, your love, your grace, your acceptance through Christ, your patience, your presence, your abiding, never-ending, never-forsaking presence. And I ask that you will speak to them today by your Spirit. We live in a sad and tragic world in which the sins of our parents have done severe damage to us. But I pray that you will intervene in our lives and demonstrate for all of us who are hurting today your everlasting compassion and mercy. I do pray these listeners will write to me today, Lord. Give someone who wants to write but lacks courage or isn't even sure they can. Give them grace to send along their email or their letter now. I pray for all parents everywhere, particularly Christian moms and dads. Lord, we acknowledge that no parent is perfect. You know that about them. And you do not expect fathers and mothers to be perfect. That's why you gave us Jesus Christ. And you command us to parent your way. So help us with this today and always. You are our Heavenly Father, and we love you, and we respect you, and we want to do your will. Be merciful to us now and equip us for this most challenging of responsibilities, parenting. Amen. Do reach out to me. And now as we pivot a little, I want to do something I promised I would do, and that is to address adult children still living in your parents' home. As I said, the Bible teaches us that Jesus lived with his parents until he was 30 years old. So if you are still in your parents' home, then you share something in common with Christ. And he offers you an example to live by. And tomorrow I'm going to tell you what this is. It all comes down to one word, which describes one action. So if you want to know what this is, or perhaps you want your adult child to tune in, then please be right back here tomorrow at this same time on this same station, or get the podcast, for God is.